British Airways did not have a scheduled departure today, Saturday, from London to the Saudi capital of Riyadh. The flight was cancelled on Friday, along with another between London and Washington, D.C., the latest in a series of groundings related to fears of a terrorist attack. The disruptions are connected to the Orange Alert here in the United States. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how travelers are dealing with this heightened security.
At Washington's Dulles International Airport yesterday afternoon, the board listing international arrivals summed up the situation. Out of 19 scheduled flights, only four were on time. British Airways Flight 223 from London's Heathrow Airport glowed cancelled in bright red. It was the third cancelled flight between London and Washington in 24 hours. Officials said that the disruptions were because of intelligence involving terrorist activities.
For security reasons, do not accept packages or bags that do not belong to you.
Holiday cheer seemed to abound despite the disturbances. Many travelers said they breezed through security. They generally described Transportation Security Administration officials as polite and respectful, with a few exceptions.
I just don't like to be treated like a terrorist.
Alexandria Valerio had just flown in from Miami.
Having to strip all your luggage, your shoes, your everything, taking everything out of your bags, and it's just too vigilant. I find that actually quite disturbing.
David Field is America's editor for the London-based monthly Airline Business magazine. He says stories like Valerio's can have a ripple effect, and airlines fear that the people who have had bad experiences in the last week may deter other international travelers from flying.
The airlines are worried because we're going to offend away a major source of income. We've already done that domestically. There are people who will not fly when they have the choice because they don't want the hassle. And I fear, and I think the airlines fear, that we're going to see that with some of our overseas customers also.
U.S. officials have aggressively defended the flight cancellations. The Department of Homeland Security and the Transportation Security Administration say the cancellations were based on specific, credible intelligence. But it was reported yesterday that six flights from Paris to the U.S. were canceled before Christmas because of problems translating names from Arabic, cases of mistaken identity. David Litwack was on one of the disrupted British Airways flights. He arrived in Washington on Flight 223 from London on New Year's Eve. His plane remained on the tarmac at Dulles for 3.5 hours.
In this case, we speculated first that maybe the airport had been evacuated due to a terrorist threat, and that therefore we were being held away from the airport because we couldn't enter. But then it became clear that our plane was targeted for something.
Litwack was not impressed with how U.S. officials handled the situation. He says passengers were not allowed to use their cell phones, and they had to raise their hand to use the restroom with an escort.
I myself was held by Iranian revolutionaries back in February of 1979, so I know what that feeling is, and I had the same feeling. And frankly, I resent it when it's in my own country.
Armando Lara is Senior Vice President of Operations at the Control Risks Group. He says the inconvenience Litwack and other travelers may experience is unfortunate, but he thinks most people accept those impositions as a fact of life in a post-9/11 world.
I believe that most people will say, well, if this is going to keep me safer or this is going to help us on our war on terrorism, that, well, I believe that the American public, and I believe, be it the Brits and others who have experienced terrorism, understand that these are necessary measures.
For Mohammed Alam at Dulles Airport, the security measures aren't just necessary, they're routine.
You always leave early, about 2-3 hours early, and which is pretty normal over there. Even for the domestic flights, too, you know. The security is very high over there.
Alam is from Pakistan. He says living under the threat of terrorism can be frightening at first, but after a while, it becomes just part of the background. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.